Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. And I'm the executive director here at Damascus in Centerburg, Ohio, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Please keep us in your prayers this summer as we are getting ready to welcome campers here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. Today we'll be sharing a reflection on a reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. These Gospel readings are so full of rich and challenging content. You know, this is actually one of my favorite readings for this reason. The concluding line is just so beautifully impossible for us to attain. It's a reminder for us that the only way we're truly going to achieve in this life is by the complete and utter reliance on the power of the Holy Spirit working through us. Okay, I'll give you a little hint. Jesus loves to ask us to do things that are not even realistically possible. Starting in verse 43, Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So, here's the fun line. Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." There's another reading in Scripture where Jesus walks by a fig tree and he notices that the fig tree isn't bearing fruit. So what does he do? He curses the fig tree. The next morning, he and his disciples walk out again and they realize that the fig tree that Jesus has cursed is shriveled up and dead. Naturally, when Jesus curses something, it doesn't happen often, but it usually ends up shriveled up and dead. And they ask him, they're curious, and they say, "Lord, this fig tree was out of season." And it's so interesting to me that Jesus would look to a fig tree that is truly not by its own right supposed to be bearing fruit, and he would expect it to do something more than it's capable of. Jesus makes this proclamation to us, this demand of us, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. It's almost so extreme that it's a reminder to us that what Jesus is asking us to do is impossible outside of his very direct and specific guidance and empowerment. What gives Jesus the right to ask us imperfect human beings to be perfect just as he is perfect? Well, what gives him the right to ask this is that he's going to give us the tools to accomplish it. The nice thing about Jesus is that he asks us to do impossible things all the time, right? Matthew 28, Jesus says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Possible? I think not. Jesus says in Mark's gospel and in Luke's gospel, "Go, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, cleanse lepers, forgive sins." Possible things? I think not. They are clearly impossible, but by the power of the Holy Spirit who Jesus promises. Every single Sunday, we gather to celebrate an absolutely impossible mystery where Jesus would expect and equip and require a human being, a priest who stands in persona Christi, to hold a piece of bread and a cup of wine in front of him, and that through the power of the Holy Spirit, that might be transformed into the body and blood of Jesus. God asks us to do impossible things all the time. But check it out. If you were a boss and you were asking one of your employees to do something challenging, what kind of a boss would you be if you didn't give them the tools to equip them to accomplish it well? Jesus is a good boss. In fact, he's better than a boss. He's someone who asks us to do the impossible, but then supplies us with the exact and specific needs that we require in order to accomplish it well. Lord, make it happen for us again. Thanks for joining. This has been a reflection on Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48. It's been a pleasure. I'm Aaron Richards, once again, the executive director at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us online at damascus.net and keep us in your prayers as we ramp up for an amazing summer here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp.